Labor group plans strike of Walmart stores on Black Friday, by Maya Roden. Employees at Walmart stores in at least six states and Washington, D.C. plan to strike on one of the busiest shopping days of the year to protest workers' wages and hours. Our Walmart, an employee labor group, announced earlier in November that workers across the country would walk out over illegal silencing of workers who are standing up for better jobs. The group has been hosting Black Friday strikes since 2012, but promises this year's will be the largest yet. The group has the support of some of the nation's labor unions, including the UFCW, a grocery and retailers union, the American Federations of Teachers in New Mexico, and AFL-CIO. In a statement, AFL-CIO President Richard Trumka said, "The entire labor movement will proudly stand with the brave workers at Walmart as they lead the largest mobilization to date for better wages and schedules." Added Trumka, "Their courage is inspiring and powerful in the fight for all workers." Employees are calling for consistent full-time work as well as a living wage of $15 an hour. In a press release, Our Walmart boasts that its previous efforts against the retail giant have led the company to agree to increase minimum wages for its lowest-paid workers, as well as programs that provide workers with greater access to open shifts. Late Wednesday, social media reports began circulating of workers in Washington, D.C. and other cities who had already started participating in sit-ins and strikes. The group also accuses Walmart's owners of growing wealthy on the backs of their low-wage workers. While many Walmart workers are unable to feed and clothe their families, the Walton family takes in $8.6 million a day in Walmart dividends alone to build on its $150 billion in wealth, read a statement. Walmart brings in $16 billion in annual profits.